Now, dictation for Michael Layfield, L-A-Y-F-I-E-L-D, August 1754, addressed as a letter to Saginaw, VA, 3214085. Dear Sirs at VA Saginaw, follow up for Mr. Layfield, who has chronic kidney disease, probably diabetic nephropathy and hypertension, last visit in December. Atrial fibrillation, two attempts electrical cardioversion, fail, goes to VA Ann Arbor, discussion for Watchman procedure, CT scan of the heart already done. He denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, changes in urination or bleeding. Metformin. Was discontinued and prior diarrhea resolved. Diabetes number fluctuates good, normal to high. Other review system is negative. Medication is review on long-acting insulin. For blood pressure remains on atenolol chlorfalidone. Doesn't smoke or drink alcohol, does marijuana. Anticoagulation with Eliquis. Today blood pressure 135/85, weight 320. Respiratory within normal limits, atrial fibrillation rate is less than 90, no pericardial rap, there is obesity, no focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries, March creatinine at 2. For the last 3 years, close to this level. Last A1C available, also March 12.1. Gross protein in the urine. Small amount of blood. Sodium, potassium, acid-base normal, calcium normal, albumin low, minor increased alkaline phosphatase, elevated triglycerides, no gross anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD. Stage 4 with a GFR of 27. No indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, problems of atrial fibrillation, workup in progress for potential Watchman procedure, fail electrical cardioversion, remains anticoagulated with Eliquis. On beta blockers for rate control, atenolol. Cardiology workup in progress. From the renal standpoint, no indication for dialysis. Come back in 6 months. End of dictation.